All right, so you want a wedding, huh? And not just any wedding, a French chateau wedding. You've brought us Chapeau de Valerie to pick apart. Let's see if it lives up to all the hype. And wow, you really went all out, didn't you? Brochures, website stuff, even some cool historical tidbits.
It's an impressive amount of research.
Yeah.
You're serious about this deep dive.
Well, you got to be prepared, right? Especially with a venue like this one. First impression, this place screams exclusive. We're not talking about renting a room. You get the whole estate for days. That's got to change the whole vibe, don't you think?
Oh, totally. Think about it. For 2, maybe even 3 days, your wedding is all they care about. That means every detail is dialed in, no distractions. You can really make it your own. They even say, "Welcome to your world" in the brochure. They're not messing around.
Okay, but is your world going to cost me my entire world? We'll get to budget later, I promise. But history first. This chateau's got some stories, and I don't just mean scuff marks on the floorboards.
Right. For example, the Renaissance part of the chateau that was designed by Pierre Lescot.
Lescot. Okay, should I know that name? Does it ring a bell?
Well, if you're into the Louvre, maybe. He was one of the architects working on it at the same time he was designing Chateau de Valerie. Even Brantôme, he was a big-time French writer back then, even he was impressed. Louvre-level architecture, but way more intimate. Romantic, even.
Okay, intimate and romantic. Give me the gossip.
So, word on the street is, King Henri IV, he had a major thing for Charlotte de Montmorency. She lived at the chateau. And get this, he snuck in, disguised as a falconer, and later, a dog handler. All to woo her.
Talk about setting the mood right. Who wouldn't want a little royal romance at their wedding?
And if that's not enough, the princes and princesses of Condé, they live there too, and they're buried in the local church, which, by the way, you can totally get married in. Imagine that, saying, "I do," surrounded by French royalty.
Okay, now that's just cool. But royalty aside, what about the venue itself? What options are we working with here?
Oh, they've got everything. Big reception. You've got the Grand Gallery, Lescot's masterpiece, intimate gathering, the music room, Louis XIV's vibes all the way, and of course, the Rose Garden. You can't go wrong with that.
Don't forget the cellar, vaulted ceilings, the works, pre-wedding party in there. Amazing. It's like something out of a movie.
And that's the thing about this place. It's not just one ballroom. The variety of spaces means your wedding can flow naturally. It's an experience, almost like a wedding festival.
Okay, I am here for the wedding festival idea, but hold on, where are all these people sleeping?
Right. So they have rooms for 28 guests on site, perfect for a smaller group. But they also work with places nearby, so up to 150 more people can stay comfortably. They're pros at this, clearly. They even have a whole web page thanking past couples.
So they definitely know what they're doing. And speaking of time, they mentioned this dancing until dawn thing. Are they serious?
Dead serious. The brochure literally says no curfew, which even in France is unusual. It shows how dedicated they are to making your day perfect.
Dancing the night away in a French chateau under the stars sounds pretty magical, but realistically, that's something to double check during a site visit.
Absolutely. You want to know what until dawn really means? Maybe there are noise restrictions or something.
Exactly. Okay, another logistical thing. They mentioned staying for brunch the next day, which is lovely, but what about guests staying off-site? How does that work?
Yeah, the brochure doesn't say if they help with transportation for that or if it's all on you.
Okay, another thing for the site visit checklist. Now, can we talk about this fabulous chateau team they keep mentioning? Are they for real, or is that just clever marketing?
I really hope they're as amazing as they sound. But
Yeah.
yeah, it does make you think they're all about making the experience positive and helpful.
I'm picturing glitter cannons and synchronized dance moves. Okay, one more thing. Virtual tours. Useful, but what's the catch?
They're great for getting a feel for the place, especially from far away, but nothing beats seeing it in person. Use the virtual tour to come up with specific questions for your real visit.
Good thinking. And last but not least, the material you gave us has something truly interesting, a whole page on astrology.
Right, zodiac signs, the whole nine yards.
Not that I'm complaining, but what's the deal with that? Is it a joke? Something about the owners? Could you use it for the wedding? Like astrologically compatible seating charts.
Now that is an interesting idea. Not sure how the guests would feel, but memorable for sure.
Mysterious, even.
Makes you wonder about the people behind Chateau de Valerie, right?
It really does. Okay, enough about the stars. Let's be practical. They mention a special wedding package, but no details. What's your take? Take it or leave it, or is there wiggle room?
Knowing them, I'd say it's a starting point, not set in stone. They seem flexible, all about customizing the experience.
So less one size fits all, more let's make your dream wedding happen.
Exactly. Your world, remember. They seem genuinely excited to help make your vision a reality.
Which, practically speaking, could be both amazing and kind of terrifying.
Totally. It all depends on what you want. Full control over every detail, or a bit of structure to make planning easier.
Decisions. Decisions. And speaking of decisions, let's talk budget. Chateau Wedding doesn't exactly scream affordable, does it?
You're not wrong. But they're surprisingly open about the money stuff. They want you to reach out for a personalized quote, even mention seasonal deals.
So maybe there's hope for us regular folks to have our Chateau fairy tale after all.
Worth looking into, definitely. And don't forget, you choose your own vendors so you can control your spending. Splurge on some things, find deals on others.
True, true. It's about finding that balance. Okay, one more thing that caught my eye. They talk a lot about sustainability, keeping the Chateau's history intact. Is that normal for places like this?
It's definitely commendable. They even have a whole thing about deliveries and setup. All that stuff has to be done by the vendors, not their staff. They're serious about protecting those old walls.
I bet those walls have seen some things. It's like you become a part of history getting married there. Speaking of which, they emphasize the day before and the day after the wedding a lot. Why do you think that is?
With the whole estate to yourselves for days, you can really create a whole wedding experience, not just one day. They want you to think bigger, I guess.
I can see it now. Welcome dinner in that amazing cellar, ceremony in the Rose Garden, reception in the Grand Gallery, and then a farewell brunch by the pool.
It's like your wedding and honeymoon all rolled into one. And think of the pictures.
Okay, stop. You're killing me with the photo ops. But for now, let's focus on the ceremony itself. They mention options, but the local church seems to be the star of the show. What's so special about it?
Remember the princes and princesses of Condé we talked about?
One's buried there, yeah.
That's the church. It's literally oozing history and grandeur.
Okay, now I have chills. But they do outdoor ceremonies too, right?
Of course. The Rose Garden's the popular choice, and for good reason, it's incredibly romantic. But you can also get married under this huge ancient sycamore tree. It has, like, seven trunks.
A tree that old? Talk about fairy tale vibes. But what if you don't want a religious ceremony? Any options for that?
Totally. They have a list of officiants who do secular ceremonies. They can help you create something really personal and meaningful, whatever your beliefs are.
So no matter what you're looking for, Chateau de Valerie can make it happen. But let's be real for a second. Are there any downsides to getting married in a historic French chateau? Besides, you know, the potential to bankrupt yourself.
Well, it's a destination wedding, which means more planning, especially for your guests' travel and all that.
True. Those are extra costs for everyone. But hey, maybe think of it as a European vacation.
Exactly. A pre-wedding getaway.
Now you're talking. Okay. Another potential downside. Weather. We're talking about outdoor spaces here, and Mother Nature does what she wants.
That's true. But they have indoor options. The Grand Gallery, the music room. Mm. You'll have a backup plan if it rains.
Crisis averted. They really have thought of everything, haven't they?
They've been doing this for a long time, so yeah, they're pretty good at anticipating any problems.
Experience definitely counts. Speaking of which, they offer a bunch of activities for guests beyond the wedding itself. What's the deal with that?
They've got a heated pool, tennis court, even a muses clearing in the forest for people who want to, you know, connect with nature.
A muses clearing sounds intriguing. Maybe that's where they get all their wedding inspiration.
Maybe that's where those astrology readings come in.
Yeah.
But really, it sounds like they want to make the chateau a whole experience, not just a place to stay.
And they have a whole team to help couples plan everything, right?
Yep, the fabulous chateau team. And it sounds like they don't just book things and make schedules. They're really invested in helping you create something special and memorable.
That kind of personalized service can make a huge difference, especially with a destination wedding. It's like having your own personal wedding fairy godmother. Okay, one last detail that really caught our eye. The chateau's got this cool connection to the arts.
Oh, yeah. The Grand Condé, one of the princes who lived at Chateau de Valerie, he was a major supporter of the arts. Molière, Racine, Corneille, big names. And the chateau's kept that tradition going with all kinds of cultural events over the years.
So it's not just a pretty place. It's steeped in art and culture.
It's the perfect blend for a wedding, don't you think?
Well,
love, history, art.
Total. A Midsummer Night's Dream vibes. We've covered so much. History, architecture, logistics, even a bit of astrology. Chateau de Valerie is more than just a venue. It's a whole experience.
Where history, romance, and creativity all come together.
It's your chance to create a wedding as unique as your love story. But, and I hate to say it, we've only scratched the surface.
There's still so much to uncover. For example, did you know about Chateau de Valerie's connection to the world of fashion?
Wait, really? What? Tell me everything.
Remember that thing about the Camp du Drap d'Or? It was in the material you gave us?
Maybe. Camp do what now? Remind me what that was all about.
Okay, so picture this. King Henry VIII of England, King Francis I of France, 16th century. They have this crazy, extravagant meeting, like over-the-top tents, luxurious fabrics everywhere. It was all about showing off their power through fashion.
Wow. Talk about a fashion statement. But what does that have to do with the chateau?
Well, get this. One of the chateau's event spaces, the Salle des Tentures. It has this massive 400-square-meter trompe-l'oeil, and it's inspired by the Comte du Drap d'Or. Like, imagine getting married in a room designed to make you feel like you're back at this insane historical fashion show.
You're kidding. That's amazing. I'd feel like I was stepping back in time. Kings and queens everywhere, everyone dressed to the nines.
Right. And it doesn't stop there. The chateau's been used for tons of photo shoots, fashion events, all with big-name designers. So it's not just a pretty backdrop. It has this whole history of style and, well, fabulousness.
Okay, I am sold. Not only do I get to pretend to be royalty for a day, but my wedding photos could be in Vogue. Where do I sign?
Exactly. With Chateau de Valerie as your setting, those photos would be incredible.
Okay, okay. Before we get too carried away with all the glitz and glamour, let's talk reality for a sec. We've covered how dreamy this place is, but are there any downsides we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, we talked about the cost and all the planning that goes into a destination wedding, but one thing to think about is the language barrier. I mean, the chateau team probably speaks multiple languages, but what about other vendors or even just people in the town? If you don't speak French, it could be tricky.
Oh, right. That's a good point. Do you think it's a deal breaker for someone who really wants to get married there, or more like a minor bump in the road?
I think it depends. Like, how comfortable are you with, you know, being in a different culture, trying to communicate in another language? If you're up for the challenge and willing to put in a little extra work, yeah, it shouldn't be too bad. There are always ways to make it work.
True. Translation ups for the win. Okay, so maybe not a deal breaker, but definitely something to keep in mind. What else?
Well, we mentioned the weather earlier. And yeah, they have those indoor options, but even in summer, the weather in that part of France can change on a dime. You might get lucky with sunshine, but you also have to be ready for rain or even just cooler temps.
So pack an umbrella, just in case.
Always be prepared.
Speaking of which, if someone's really seriously considering Chateau de Valerie, what should they do? Where do they even begin?
First things first, reach out to the chateau, get a brochure, look at their website, and see if you can do one of those virtual tours. It's the best way to get a feel for the place and see if it's what you have in mind.
And of course, the big question. How much is this dream wedding going to set you back?
Right. Don't be afraid to ask about the money stuff up front. Pricing, payment plans, what's included, all of it. And it's always worth asking if they have any special deals going on, like seasonal promotions or anything.
Don't forget, you're choosing your own vendors, which means you can totally find deals and save money where you need to.
Exactly. It's all about working with what you've got and making it your own.
So basically, Chateau de Valerie has it all. Stunning location, history, amazing photo ops, and a team that's dedicated to making your dream wedding a reality. But as with any big decision, it's all about weighing the good and the bad. Think about the logistics, the possible challenges, and of course, the cost.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But hey, if you're looking for a wedding venue that's totally unique and ridiculously memorable, and you're not afraid of a little adventure, then Chateau de Valerie might be your perfect match. What do you say? Ready to plan your French chateau escape?
I don't know about you, but I'm booking a flight.
Me too. But before we get too carried away, we should probably wrap things up. Anything else about Chateau de Valerie that we missed? Any secret gems we should mention?
Well, we talked a bit about their wedding package, but they really emphasize getting a personalized quote, which to me says they're flexible. You know, they'll work with you to create something that fits your needs and your budget, which is awesome.
So it's not just a wedding factory. They actually care about making each wedding special. I love that.
For sure. It all comes back to that your world idea. They're all about making your dream wedding happen, whatever that looks like for you.
You know, after all this, I have to say, I'm totally charmed by Chateau de Valerie. It's elegant, it's historical, but also kind of whimsical. And that French romance, come on.
It's a magical place, no doubt about it. It might not be for everyone, but it definitely makes you dream big.
Well said. So if you're out there dreaming of your fairytale wedding, maybe with a little astrology and a touch of Parisian fashion, Chateau de Valerie could be the one.
And even if it's not, hopefully, this deep dive has inspired you to think outside the box when planning your big day.
Absolutely. Chateau in France, beach in Bali, whatever it is, don't be afraid to go for it. Make your wedding as amazing and unique as your love story. Thanks for coming with us on this journey to Chateau de Valerie. Until next time, happy planning.
Right, so it's not like it's in the middle of nowhere. It's known for its vineyards, those rolling hills, those cute little villages. Mm-hmm. So if you and your guests want something to do besides, you know, hanging out at the chateau, you've got options.
So more than just grabbing a bottle of wine then.
Oh yeah, way more. Honestly, you could spend a whole week exploring the area. There's the Chateau de Fontainebleau. It's historic and not too far from Chateau de Valerie. And there are towns like Barbizon. It's super pretty, known for its art scene. You could even rent bikes, explore the countryside that way.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Wine tasting, bike rides through France. It's like a dream come true.
Right. And can you imagine the photos?
Okay, enough with the photo teasing, but seriously, you've convinced me. So we've done the chateau deep dive, the history, the practical stuff, even what's nearby, anything else we've missed, any hidden gems in that material you gave us.
Well, we mentioned the wedding package briefly, but it's worth repeating. They really want you to get a personalized quote, which tells me they're flexible. They want to work with your needs, your budget. That's a good sign.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. They're really trying to make each wedding unique. I love that.
Exactly. It goes back to that your world thing they're so big on. They want to make your wedding dreams a reality no matter what.
After all this, I'm smitten with Chateau de Valerie. It's elegant, historic, but also playful. And that French romance, chef's kiss.
It's truly magical. It might not be for everyone, but it sure gets those wedding bells ringing.
Perfectly said. So to everyone out there with those fairy tale wedding dreams, maybe you're into astrology, maybe a little French fashion is calling your name. Chateau de Valerie could be the one.
And even if it's not, hopefully our little deep dive here has inspired you to think outside the box for your big day.
100%. Whether it's a French chateau or a beach in Bali, whatever you're dreaming of, go for it. Make it your own, as amazing and unique as your love story. Thanks for exploring Chateau de Valerie with us. Until next time, happy planning.